This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We've had this lady on the show before, but it's been a while.
It's been a while, but she is a dear friend of mine, so I'm excited to have her back in studio today.
Me too. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Cindy McPherson. She's a partner with The Interior Partners. Cindy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited.
Pleasure is always ours. Appreciate you making time to join us. Cindy, I'm sure our audience is somewhat familiar with you, but take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I'm an interior designer. I've been in the building industry for a lot of years. I don't know what to say. At one point in time, I was a developer and a builder, and now I'm a model home merchandiser. So I've been all over the place. Love this industry. It gets in your blood and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about The Interior Partners.
I'm partners with Ashley Norred. We started 10 years ago now.
Wow.
I know. Hard to believe. We specialize in model home merchandising. We do sales centers and clubhouses throughout the Southeast. So we do the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Georgia. We have a lot of different builders that we work with, a lot of different product type. It's always different and makes it exciting and fun for us.
Well, I think you have the coolest job in the industry, because I think that's the front line of what most of the consumers are seeing when they're looking at a community is that model home. Talk about all the different services that you do actually offer.
Well, if when we get a CAD plan of a model, we do exploratory, who is the demographic? What is the area, price point? You know, it's all relative to how we would merchandise the house, because the merchandising is all about that client walking in the door and having that emotional experience. This is my home.
Right.
So if we're merchandising for a move-up buyer, it's obviously going to be different than a first-time home buyer or a move-down buyer or an active adult buyer. Everybody's different. And what's cool is every area is different. You know, certain areas draw different demographics. So every job is unique to itself. You know, we do a different color palette, a different design.
It's so cool. It's very similar to graphics when we're designing logos and color schemes for a builder that's target market is millennials or first-time buyers. It's going to be totally different than if it's active adult. And it's so important. I mean, sometimes you walk into a model and you're like, I just can't picture myself living here. Mm-hmm. But I'm the demographic. So it's like, if I can't picture myself living here, can anyone else? Mm-hmm. So tell us, I guess I'm just curious for our audience, you know, what are some of the things you take into consideration with, you know, millennials versus, you know, active adult?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. Millennials, number one, they prefer the color blue. So any shade of blue is going to work for a millennial. They're clean. They like mid-century modern. And there's a big difference between that and an active adult, or i.e. baby boomer.
Right.
Baby boomers have already seen the mid-century modern when it came out the first time. Their parents had it. They
grew up with it. Yeah.
So they are not going to want it, because if you've already had it, you're not going to buy it. But the millennials, it's like all brand new. So there's one big difference. Color palettes can cross over. I don't really think that there's a particular palette that the active adult is leaning towards. But the millennials have a certain palette. The millennials are also embracing the new brass golden fixtures.
Isn't that interesting?
Really? They are.
It's coming in big. And that group is the group that's really embracing it, probably because it's new to them. They grew up with the chrome and the silver, so they like the gold. Again, the boomers, we grew up with the polished brass. We all know that one. So they're still holding on to the silver finishes.
So funny. So what about Gen X, which is my generation? What do we like? Are we still polished, you know?
Gen X is probably still in the brushed nickel.
That's where my house is.
Yes, yes. Gen X, it's interesting that Gen X don't have as distinct of a feel as the millennials do.
Isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating. I mean, I guess, you know, if I'm a builder and I contract with you guys to design my model, I mean, I'm counting on you to be up on these numbers. I mean, I was intrigued when you said, well, millennials like blue.
Right.
You don't just pull it out of your fanny. I mean, you have to do some serious research and pay attention to the trends and pay attention to the ongoing evolution of this. I mean, that's part of the work that you do, right? I mean, you've been in business 10 years. You've done that, I suspect, because you have kept up with all the trends and what's going, what's evolving.
Well, exactly. And I'm an NCIDQ certified designer, which means I have to have continued ed to keep my certification.
Okay.
So with that in mind, you know, I try to select continued ed classes that are relative to what I do. Color Trends is one of my favorites because, you know, they have a color marketing group who research who likes what colors. And every year they come up with the color of the year. And sometimes we all go, you know, and sometimes they really don't catch on and sometimes they do. And we are seeing color trends changing a little. Neutrals, contrasting neutrals are still huge, but we're seeing pops of color and we're going more towards some of the jewel tones, which is something we haven't really seen for a while.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It all comes back. Mm-hmm. It just cycles and cycles and cycles.
Everything about life is cyclical, I'll tell you that. All right, Cindy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Cindy McPherson, a partner with The Interior Partners.
So let's talk a little bit about what trends you see in merchandising for 2017. What's new and hip?
I am seeing a more clean look. We're not using nearly as much tchotchkes, which I actually prefer.
That makes me very happy.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a little cleaner, and I like it a lot better. And there's two reasons. One is we're not covering the house up.
Right.
And, you know, for a builder, we don't want to cover the house. We want to highlight the house. Another is we show the lifestyle in a more subtle way. We're not hitting the client over the head with the lifestyle. We haven't used fake food for a long time. that's a perfect example. You know, there was a time where you'd walked into a model and there was fake food and there were, you know, framed photographs everywhere and just lots and lots of stuff. Now, our concept is to do more statement accessory pieces, larger pieces, more impactful, and not a lot.
See, Carol, thinking about that, what she said is what when I think back on all the years that I was looking at model homes, you'd go in there and there would be a lot of tchotchkes.
Yeah.
And frankly, it was always generally well done and professionally done, so it looked good. And then when you moved in, you didn't have nearly as many tchotchkes as that model had, and your house looks a lot different. I almost wonder if the cleaner looks actually going to be make what you guys do more impactful and make people ultimately really more excited about their purchase because it's going to look more like the model that they actually were inspired by. Am I on the right path there?
I think so. And I also, design is always related to what's going on in society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our lives have become so busy and so cluttered, especially with technology, that people want to simplify. They don't want to come home to a lot of clutter.
Oh, absolutely.
I really think there's a connection there.
I always have a goal, and I can't quite make it happen, of removing 50% of what's in my house. Because I would just like 50% of it to leave. And I'm always, you know, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? I'm like, nothing, I have to dust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't ever hold true, but I keep trying. I'm like, please don't give me any more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't forget you're talking to a full-fledged minimalist here. So
yes,
strategy is one thing a day.
One thing a day.
One thing a day. And being over time, that adds up.
All right. One thing a day.
It's hard as Americans. We're consumers.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
Mm-hmm. You said at the top of the show that you also help the sales centers.
Yes.
That's probably a different methodology, different approach. Talk us through that.
Well, generally, we supply the furnishings, and then there's usually someone else who comes in and does the builder story and so forth, the branding, and then we go along with that, work hand in hand, so it's cohesive, and we supply the desk and the seating and so forth. And it works well because generally the sales centers are in the garage of the model that has been made into. However, we have done several in the past, and we're working on one now where builders got a huge master plan community. So they're taking a full house and turning it into a sales center.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a lot of fun because that's a whole different, you know, let's do this here and do that there. And so we start with the structure and then change it to turn it into a more professional space.
Garages are a little more limiting.
It's very limiting. It's not the most exciting thing in the world, but everybody needs it.
Yeah. Well, I know you won a bunch of Obies last year for your models. You want to tell us which one of those was your favorite or, you know, a couple of them that stand out?
You know, I felt like we had some really good solid entries last year. We were very, very particular about what we entered. And I'm proud to say we entered four categories and we took four gold.
That's awesome.
That made us very happy, needless to say. They were all really good and different. The one that we were most excited about was we took an award in the building category, not in the merchandising category, for a bathroom remodel.
Oh, that's cool.
Where a bonus space above a garage was blown out and turned into a beautiful master bath closet. And we took the gold for that. So that really made us happy because we were stretching ourselves outside our box. And when we were done, we said, this looks really good.
Let's go
ahead and enter it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of just a fluke. And to take the gold in that, we were very, very thrilled. Mm,
very exciting. Congratulations on all that. About out of time. One last question. So when you're getting ready to work with a builder on a new project and you sit down face to face, what are the key things you need from him or her to help you get off on the right foot to get this project done right and to actually impact the buyer?
Well, the thing, we need the floor plan. We look at the floor plan, look at the rooms, maybe discuss. There may be rooms that are flex space. Discuss with them how they want that treated. Most importantly, the demographic information. They usually have a handle on who their demographic is. If they don't, we'll do the research.
I was going to say, if they don't, you can help them with that, I suspect.
We do absolutely do the research. And then we like to look for a retailer that demographic is going to follow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we start. Okay, this demographic's going to shop at Crate & Barrel, or Crate & Barrel's going to be their ideal. So we'll take that Crate & Barrel feel, and that's what we'll start with.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, some of them, it's Z Gallery. If it's, you know, it just depends on who might be Pottery Barn. Anyway, so that's where we start. And then we look at the area, and we talk about budget. Always have to talk about budget. And from that, we take the information, and we come back, and we brainstorm. We have, you know, we have a good staff of designers, and we kind of represent all of the demographics in the office, which is awesome.
That is great.
You know, millennials, I have two designers that are millennials. So, you know, we'll say to them, well, what do you think?
Right.
Do you like this? Would you want that? It works real, we have all everybody represented, so it works real well. And then we brainstorm together.
There's a reason we have professionals
absolutely
do this work and why you and I don't do it. Well, certainly me. All right. Well, Cindy, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions and need to learn more information, how do they find you and learn more about The Interior Partners?
They can email me at cindi@theinteriorpartners.com. They can look at our website, www.theinteriorpartners. Those are two great ways to reach me. Easily.
All right. Cindy McPherson, a partner with The Interior Partners. As always, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Cindy McPherson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.